February 17th, 1999. Is it true that your father was opposed to playing baseball?
Yep.
And do you remember how he expressed that?
What
did he say about that? I mean, what was the problem?
He didn't know anything about baseball. I wanted to go to work. I had a job.
So he figured, how can you make a living playing a kid's game, something like that?
Sometimes that's probably what he thought. You know, he liked soccer, you know, he comes from the old country.
Right. What about your mother? Did she have any strong feelings?
No, my mother didn't have anything to say with it.
Oh, really?
No.
So whatever your dad said went.
No.
But ultimately, he sort of changed his attitude later on.
Well, my brothers made him change his mind.
And were they the ones that made it possible then for
yep.
you to play?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, my oldest brother was the best one of all of us.
Uh-huh. But he never had a chance to play professionally.
No, he had to go to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think your parents' generation obviously came here and they knew nothing about baseball.
Right.
And
my dad came over first.
Right.
And then my mother and my two brothers had two brothers born in Italy.
Right.
The oldest one, Tony and Mike.
So when you were a kid, I mean, did baseball just come naturally to you? Is that what everybody did?
No, I played a lot of soccer.
Oh, you did, huh?
Sure, a lot of it.
Okay.
Softball.
Uh-huh.
And we had a game in St. Louis we called park ball.
What was it?
Parkball.
Okay. Now, did everybody in the Hill section play baseball?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them played baseball.
Right. I mean, when you were playing baseball as a kid and coming from an Italian family that knew nothing about the game, did you just play it because that's what everybody played, or did it somehow, was it?
Well, we played whatever was in season.
Yeah. That was baseball somehow something specifically American for you? Did you ever think in those terms?
Well, probably, you know, what we like to play it, and we did it. You know, like soccer time was played in the winter.
Yeah.
Baseball was played in the summer, and softball in the summer. I used to play softball in the morning, then play baseball in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. I mean, as I look back, when I was a kid, and again, my folks were Italian, and maybe it was subconscious in a way, but I think that, you know, baseball somehow was a way for me to identify with the culture outside of my home. Did you ever have that sense?
Well, probably, you know, I followed it. You know, I used to listen to it on the radio a lot.
Right.
Baseball. And I thought it was a good game. We played it, you know. Happened to get into it more.
Did you come to think of it at a certain point as a way of making a living, as a way of moving up the social ladder?
Well, probably later on. I enjoyed playing it. They say you can make a living at it, yeah. And, you know, if you're good enough.
Right. Mm-hmm. What, do you remember at what age you thought maybe you could do this professionally?
Well, I probably started when I played American Legion ball.
Right. Okay.
You know, like 14, 15 up there.
Yeah.
See, we had our own clubs up on the hill in St. Louis, too. You know, we used to play against each other.
These were social clubs?
Yeah.
Who organized and ran those? Were the churches or?
Well, no. We had clubs called. See, I played with the Stags AC. We were called the Stags.
Right.
Then you had the Fawns AC. You had the Nightingales. You had the Wildcats. You had the Panthers. You had the Hip. Yeah, and we played against each other.
What age did that start at?
Oh, that started even before my brother was in a club called the Hawks.
Uh-huh.
And then it was the Royal Falcons. Yeah, I used to watch my big brother. You know, he played against Satchel Paige. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Both of my oldest brothers did.
Now, were these social clubs that were open to everybody, or did you have, like, was this a neighborhood thing? Were you playing?
Neighborhood. We had a club. We had about maybe 20 members.
So, and were they mostly Italians?
Yeah, all the time.
If they were in the Hill, right?
Yeah, on the Hill. Even on.
I mean, did everybody call it Dago Hill when you were a kid?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Did you guys call it that yourselves?
Yeah, the Hill mostly. They called it the Hill, you know.
Yeah. I mean, did you find that offensive that they called it that?
Oh, no, No. We never did.
You didn't, huh?
No, we had people putting up the town and everything around there.
Right.
The hill.
Now, I've read that your hero was Joe Medwick.
Yeah, Joe Medwick. Yeah.
Now, when you were a kid or starting to think about baseball seriously, were you aware of Italian major league ball players?
Yeah, well, we got to hear about Joe DiMaggio and all that, Tony Lazzari.
So you knew about Tony Lazzari?
Yeah, I followed baseball pretty good. I was like 1934, the Cardinals won. I remember Joe Medwick was my idol.
Yeah.
Was
Lazzari known as a?
Well, he was with the Yankees.
Right.
So I don't think we had an Italian player on that.
No, I don't think so.
On the Cardinals. Yeah, maybe Frank Crespi.
Uh-huh.
Another Frank Crespi.
Yeah.
Baseman.
Okay. Was Lazzari pretty well known by you, or your?
Oh, just what you read in the paper.
Did you think of him as specifically as an Italian hero? Because he was, Lazzari was the first really big Italian star.
Yeah.
Until DiMaggio came along.
DiMaggio brothers, came along.
So you didn't specifically focus on Italian ball players. Actually, they're...
Well, not then, no.
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 Yeah.
I used to like the Cardinals and Browns, I used to go
sure.
watch the Nato gang section.
Do you remember Oscar Melillo?
Oh, sure, shortstop.
Yeah, he was with the Browns.
Bill Delancey.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of them.
So now when you began to play professionally and you went away from home, do you remember encountering any kind of prejudice because you were Italian?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
So you never heard any ethnic slurs from fans or other players?
No.
Interesting. So then when you first came to the Yankees, how did the other Italian players, DiMaggio was there, Crosetti, do you remember how they treated you? I mean, was it different because...
Oh, it was good. It was great. They treated me very good.
And did you get the sense that was because you were a fellow Italian?
Well, that, I don't know if it was or not.
They didn't say that, in other words.
Well, Rizzuto was there too, you know.
Phil. Sure. Did you and your other Italian ball players sort of have some kind of a bond because you were Italian? Did you refer to each other by Italian nicknames like Paisan or anything?
No.
No, huh?
No, we didn't.
What about the stories I've heard, especially referring to Lazzari, Crosetti, and DiMaggio, where they, they called DiMaggio the Big Dago?
Well, maybe then, I never referred to him. We never referred to anything like that. I was there.
So by the time you came along, he wasn't called that anymore. Interesting. So now in those years...
I think Dick Phil was still there. Phil played with you.
Right.
Probably they called him the Big Dago, but didn't hear it that much around.
Huh. So now you were playing with a lot of other Italians on those Yankee teams, Rizzuto, Crosetti, Vic Rashi, Billy Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think about how unusual that was at the time? I mean, there had never been a team that had so many Italian ball players at one time, and certainly such a successful team.
I don't know.
You never had any specific awareness of that.
I just worry about playing ball.
Yeah. So you wouldn't say that, I mean, if you think about how you related to fellow Yankees, you didn't relate to the Italians in a way that was different from the way you related to the other ball players.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We were all ball players. I was happy to be in the big leagues.
Sure. When you think back, were there some players that were more Italian than others? In other words, that really talked about being Italian or expressed their pride?
No, that never came.
Okay. What about Billy Martin?
No, Billy, he was half and half.
Yeah. Did he identify himself as Italian, though?
I don't know if he did or not. Like I said, we didn't talk about that much.
That's interesting. Okay. In your book, you mentioned that at one point you tried to join a country club in New Jersey.
Well, they didn't like Italians then, no.
So you think it was because you were Italian?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. When was that roughly? Do you remember?
Oh, heck. That was in about 50-51.
50-51, huh? Did you just give up trying at that point?
The what?
Did you just quit trying to get in? I mean, just sort of said screw them, or?
Into another Italian club. I went to John White Beaches.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I got in there real quick.
Now, when you became a manager in 1964, there had only been a couple of Italian managers before you, you know, like Phil Cavaretta in 51, Cookie Lavaggetto in 57. Did you have any sense that there was a problem for Italians to move into?
Oh, no, I never saw that either.
No? No. You never had any sense of that? Okay. Now, I mean, you obviously are one of the, not just a famous Italian ball player, but one of the most famous Italian Americans in this country. Did you ever feel like you were a representative of Italian Americans in general?
Well, I don't know if I am or not. I really don't. No, I belong to a lot of Italians. I got inducted in Washington, Nashville. Then I got to go to Los Angeles for another one.
Yeah.
I feel proud of being Italian.
Sure. Now, obviously, even when you were playing at Italian groups in different cities, they must have invited you to speak to them or appear at dinners and so on.
Well, no, it wasn't bad. I don't think it's any worse than it is now. I think it's worse now than when I played.
Really?
Sure.
So if you go to Cleveland or something, you weren't hounded by these local clubs or?
Oh, no, no.
Okay. I think that's probably more in the city where you played.
That's where we played, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy going back on the hill in St. Louis.
Sure.
I'm going, let me see, March, I'm going over there.
And?
My bio.
Uh-huh.
Doing a bio, we're going up on the hill.
Okay, great. Is the neighborhood still at all the same, or is
there.
It? What's that?
Still there.
Yeah, a lot of Italians still, right?
Yeah,
because I was there about 7-8 years ago, and I was surprised how Italian it still is. There aren't many cities with real Italian neighborhoods anymore. Huh. Okay. I guess, you know, what you say you're proud to be Italian, but do you think back and growing up and becoming a professional ball player and so forth, was there anything about being Italian and a ball player that was special to you? I mean, did you see it at some point and say, this is a game that's helped me make a living and, you know, to become...
Well, look, everybody else, they have Dominicans, Venezuelans now.
Yeah.
The blacks.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So it's sort of part of what they used to call the melting pot, you know? Yeah.
Everybody's in charge. Best game. That's the best game in the world, baseball.
Oh, I know that.
Because you go out for 3 hours and make that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whether you...
And it was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed baseball. I got to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're all different kind of nationalities. They were all nice.
Right. Did anyone else besides Joe Garagiola from your neighborhood go on to play professionally?
Yeah, well, a kid named Ben Pucci played with the Cleveland Browns.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we had other kids on the hill that tried to go make the league. Had a kid named Pozzoni.
Uh-huh.
And he made it. He came up with this for a little cup of coffee with the Yankees.
Hmm.
A kid named Phil Lotta. Giants owned him.
Right.
And Jack McGuire.
Okay.
Bobby Hoffman. He played on the same American Legion team. Bobby Hoffman and Jack McGuire.
Hmm. So these social clubs then really sort of were designed to get kids, what was it, to get kids off the street?
No, this was our own club. We just farmed. We paid dues our own self.
Oh, so there weren't adults that were trying to get you into activities?
Just us.
Interesting. Were there churches and so forth in the area, though, that sort of did have organized activities for youngsters? Well, I see the Y. Okay.
Why?
But you weren't involved in that.
In what?
In the Y.
Yeah, we used to go to YMCA.
Oh, you did that too. Okay. All right. Now, I mean, your son Dale obviously played major league ball too. And did you sense, or do you now, that he had as strong a sense of being Italian as you did growing up?
No, oh, I don't know if he did that.
Or even...
He probably feels like he's an American, you know, he's born here.
Right.
You know.
Right. I've talked to a lot of current ball players who are of Italian descent, and when I talk to former ball players, I always come away with a sense that the younger guys don't have as much sense of being Italian as the...
No, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. Let's see, what else did I want to ask you? I mean, instead of me just asking you a specific question, if I just ask you in general, does it have any special meaning for you to have been an Italian baseball player? Because from what I'm hearing, you say you didn't sense with other players and so forth that it was a special bond because you were Italian. Is that?
No, I don't know about that.
You think there was?
No, I don't think so.
You
no.
don't think so?
No.
I mean, what about DiMaggio? I mean, obviously, he was recognized as, you know, an Italian ball player. Right. Yeah.
In the heck.
What would have made that situation? It sounds like, you know, maybe he was thought of as more an Italian than you seem to think you were. Is that accurate?
Oh, I don't know. Joe wasn't born in the old country.
No, no. You think it was because he was the first big Italian star?
Probably, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Because, you know, after the war, if you read about what was said about him before World War II, they always referred to him as an Italian. And then after...
That's another thing, like the other guy's German.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right. But then after the war, that happens less and less. You know, he's just sort of a ball player, not so much Italian.
As far as too, same way, Hank Greenberg and all that.
Right, right. Yeah, I guess it was probably because of their participation in the war, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
That they then became more American. But it's interesting, you never, even as a minor leaguer or a major leaguer, you don't remember encountering any kind of prejudice, no names.
No.
You weren't, people didn't yell from the stands, hey, Dago, spaghetti.
No, they probably did, I didn't hear them.
You did. Well, you know, the other thing is, I spoke with Dominic DiMaggio.
Yeah.
And he said that, yeah, they heard that, and they even used it to each other, other Italians, but...
Well, we do that. But back on the hill, we used to call low-class Dago, high-class Dago.
Okay.
And that was among ourselves up there. We all lived up there.
Right.
We were very close-knit.
Right. And you didn't think of it as anything negative.
Again, it's negative.
Yeah. So even if you would hear it from someone else who was not Italian, would that bother you, though?
Well, it might all depend how he says it.
Yeah, right. Did other ball players sort of use it teasingly?
I couldn't tell you.
You don't remember that?
It's just Phil and I were on the team, Rashi, you know, and you really don't know.
Yeah.